rain. Number one, in Eretz Yisrael, it's a very, very big bracha. Once you recognize that, you're getting wet and muddy and everything else. We only have rain a few months a year. We pray for it. Okay, I wanted to share with you a little bit of the thoughts. I really practiced by Sora, which is also relevant to the notion of Amina. And that is, you know, we read last week that Avraham makes Eliezer swear that he will not take a wife from the Canaanite women. For Yitzchak, but Eliezer should go to Avraham's country, Avraham's place of birth, and take a woman. And then Eliezer goes to Haran. He devises a test about the camel, you know, the water. And then he goes to Besuel, who then dies. And then Laban takes over. Besuel is Rivka's father. Laban is Rivka's brother. Remember what Rashi says, that Laban wanted to poison Eliezer to take the jewelry. But the poison got switched and Besuel died. And that's why Laban becomes the spokesperson. And the Torah says everything Eliezer says over again. Eliezer repeats his whole discussion with Avraham. He repeats the whole story of the water. In Chaira, that whole thing is redundant. The Torah does not like to waste words. The Torah could have just said, Eliezer told Lavan everything that had passions. It didn't have to go over every single detail over and over and over again. And yet the Torah repeats in many, many verses the whole story. So why do we have that repetition? So the Gemara in Maseches Chulin gives the following answer. Yafa sichasan shel avdei avos. Hashem loves even the conversation of the slaves of the Avos, Yoser mitorasan shalbanim, more than the Torah that he gives to the descendants. Because when Hashem gives us a Torah, Hashem will often teach us a halacha with an extra word, an extra letter. Hashem's not going to give us a whole pasuk if you can learn something from a word. Hashem doesn't waste words when it comes to all of the mitzvahs. But when it comes to going over a conversation of even the slaves of the others, Hashem loves and cherishes it so much that he goes over it again and again and again. In other words, the Gemara in Chulin seems to be suggesting that repetition and redundancy is sometimes a sign of love and care. In other words, the more you love something, the more you talk about it over and over and over again. But here is a very important thing. This is a very important key to looking at Pesukim. Whenever the Torah repeats a story, pay attention not only to the repetition, but to the differences in the repetition. When the Torah talks about what Eliezer told Lavan, it is not exactly the same as when the story happened the first time. There are shinuyim. Eliezer tells a story that's a little different than the story as it actually happened. And then we ask ourselves, why are there these differences? And what practical lessons do we learn from these? Now, the great commentary of Barbanel lists no fewer than 50 differences in the various accounts. I'm not going to go over 50, I want to go over 4 or 5, just to show what we can learn. Because you really have some very beautiful, powerful lessons from looking at discrepancies. By the way, this is some of the other examples too. The building of the Mishkan is also repeated many times. But every time it's repeated a little differently. So we pay attention to the differences. So later on in the year, we'll talk about that. So repetitions are very rarely, if ever, just repetitions. There are always differences in repetitions. And you pay attention to the differences in the repetition. So I'm going to mention again four or five, or maybe this count. Difference number one is, what was Eliezer's mission? When Avraham tells Eliezer, find a wife for Yitzchak, do not take a woman from Canaan, Avraham says, El Artsi, the El Molayati Telech. Literally that means, go to my country and to my place of birth. In other words, if you read this literally, Avraham didn't say, go to my family. Avraham said, go to my place of birth. Avraham's mission was geography, not family. Now, when Eliezer tells Lavan what Avraham told him, he says, my master told me I should go El Beis Avi Umishpachti. As Avraham said, go to my father's home and to my family. In other words, Avraham's mission was based on geography. Eliezer changes the mission to family. That's difference number one. Right? Molayati, Artsino Molayati versus base of the Umishpachti. Difference number two. When Eliezer gets to Haran, Eliezer devises a test to see who is the ideal wife for Yitzchak. The test he devises is not superstition. Right? It's not a test that says the first woman with a red dress is the right person. That's superstition. But it's a logical test. It's a test that shows that the woman has chesed, compassion, rachamim. In other words, it's not superstition. It's a logical test. You're looking for a certain meaning. So Eliezer says, the test I'm going to do is,